All right, so what's up, y'all? I know it took me a long time to make this podcast, but actually, I think initially I started it in August of 2020, but it was supposed to come out like 2 or 3 months after that. This is the reason why it has taken so long, and I almost feel ashamed to even say it, but it's the truth, and we're keeping it real here. So, basically, the reason why I haven't uploaded anything besides my intro was because I was scared. That's it, basically. I was just scared of people not liking it, what people might say, whatever. And that's really what kept me from doing my first episode. And I don't know, just like after some time thinking about it, after, you know, doing a little soul searching or whatever, I just come to the point where I just don't care what anybody got to say or what anybody think about anything that I do, not just this podcast, but anything. I really don't care anymore because it's keeping me from doing things that I really want to do. And that's not really me. You know, if I want to do something, if I feel good enough, okay, let's do like this. Okay. Say I got an idea, right? I sit and I think a lot. That's what I do. I'm an Aquarius, so I think a lot. So I sit and I think about ways to just occupy my time, or I always think about ways to make money. So I'm always looking up ideas and how to, you know, make money or whatever. But if I feel like my idea is good enough for me to actually start the process of doing something, you know, I'm excited because I was really excited about this podcast when I first started. You know, and if I feel like that my idea was good enough for me to actually start doing it, get the equipment that I needed, you know, do my research, do my homework and all of that. If I'm confident enough to do that, why not go ahead and give y'all an episode? You know, it's like I used to really let people's opinion determine, not, I didn't really say determine, but kind of, well, yeah, we're going to say determine how I really feel about certain things, even if I really like them. Let me give you a prime example. This might be kind of off subject or whatever, but whatever. So a couple years ago, long time ago, probably like maybe 15, 20 years ago. Hold on, I'm telling my age. Dang. All right, anyway, so like 15 years ago, I took this picture, right? I love this picture. This picture was like my favorite picture of all the pictures I've taken. This is like my favorite picture. And I thought I looked good in it. You know what I'm saying? This is when Walmart had a little picture, the photography thing up inside of Walmart. So you know it's been a long time. But anyway, so I cut out the pictures or whatever. I was like, I'm going to get my auntie one of these pictures. It's like, this is my favorite picture. Like, I really want her to hang this picture up or whatever, whatever. I want everybody to see this picture because it's my favorite picture. So I give my auntie the picture. And the first thing that she say is, did you have on a bra? Immediately, I felt my whole heart just dropped. Like, is this, and I didn't say this to her, but I was like, is this bitch serious? Like, this is my favorite picture. This picture is nice. I look good in this picture. From that point on, I hated that picture. Just because, and my aunt probably to this day, I know she don't. To this day, she didn't even know how she made me feel when she said it, because I really don't think she meant it in a bad way. But, you know, sometimes people say stuff, they mean it the way they said it, and sometimes they don't. And I really don't, I think my aunt really didn't mean to say, she meant to say what she said, but I don't think she meant to make me feel the way I felt. So, I mean, I was like, from that point on, I hated that picture. I had a whole lot of pictures set out with names on them and stuff that I was going to give people. I ain't getting nobody in them pictures. None of them. So I say that to say this. Don't let stuff that people say or do make you feel some type of way about something that you already have preset in your mind that this is what you like, this is what you want to do. I already had set in my mind that was my favorite picture. I love that picture. I want everybody to have that picture. And that one little simple thing that my aunt said made me not like that picture ever. To this day, I still don't like it. So don't do that. We're not doing that. I'm not doing that in 2021. You know, it's taken me a long time to get to this point. And I kind of feel like I'm like 85% there, you know, but I'm still working on it. So my message to you is, don't let people determine how you feel about something. If you like it, you like it. Do you? Don't worry about them. Because, and this is something my mama always told me growing up, you know, she was like, they hated Jesus Christ and he was perfect. Now picture that. Picture that now. This man is perfect. He does no wrong. And people hated him. So little old me, Casey, I don't stand a chance. It's gonna be people that love me. It's gonna be people that hate me. But it ain't gonna faze me. It shouldn't faze me. Because I'ma still continue to do me and just be the best me that I can be. If I like it, the hell with what anybody else say. And that's how you should be too.